Hello and welcome to Celeb News Ride Home. I am your host, Kate Raft. It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. Welcome, everybody. Happy hump day. Happy hump day. I have to kick off the show with a formal apology. I am so deeply sorry. I have wronged you all because I mispronounced Haim. Haim. Okay, the band that I formerly called Haim is actually pronounced Haim. Haim is the band's name, not Haim. Haim is going on a deli tour. Haim is playing a tour sponsored by a credit card company where they go to a bunch of delis. Haim is going to be chugging matzo ball soup while playing some folksy pop music on their deli tour, not Haim, okay? And I feel like I should know better because my husband, Jack, went to high school with one of the Haim sisters, and I feel like he should have told me that I was saying it wrong this whole time. He's never corrected me. He used to take classes with one of the band members. I hope I haven't burned any bridges between Jack and SD Haim, but if I did, I'm sorry. And I'll never pronounce Haim the wrong way again. The band that I used to call Haim is actually Haim. And I have to humble myself and admit when I'm wrong, you know? I have to admit when I'm wrong. I know you all think I'm perfect, but I'm not. I'm human. Anyway, let's get into today's topics, shall we? First up, Prince Harry got duped into talking candidly about Megxit, climate change, Prince Andrew, and private jets by these two Russian pranksters pretending to be Greta Thunberg. Jenna Dewan finally had her baby. Corey Feldman accused Charlie Sheen of sexually abusing Corey Haim in his new documentary. Brad Pitt and Alia Shawkat are still hanging out and still not dating. And finally, we're going to talk about how Kumail Nanjiani opened up about having body dysmorphia after he got Marvel ripped. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Okay, so two Russian YouTube pranksters, Vladimir Kuznetsov and Alexei Stolyarov, aka Vovon and Lexus, managed to somehow get the phone number for Harry and Meghan's Vancouver Island mansion. Then they posed as Greta Thunberg and Greta's father, and they managed to record two separate phone calls with Prince Harry, where, you know, Prince Harry thought he was talking to these people. Anyway, the first phone call happened on New Year's Eve because apparently Prince Harry stayed home that night to chat on the phone with Greta, I guess. The other phone call happened on January 22nd. Anyway, Lexus and Vovon posted the entire audio on their YouTube and Facebook on Monday night with a little animated thing that went along with it. And since then, the videos have been mostly scrubbed from the internet, but we do have like a small 2-minute clip that I'm going to try to play for you here right now. In this clip in particular, Harry says that Donald Trump has blood on his hands because of climate change inaction. Just listen to this.
But at the moment, the fossil fuel industry and certain presidents around the world are driving completely the wrong agenda. And I think the most important thing to do is, you know, I don't mind saying this to you guys, I think the mere fact that Donald Trump is pushing the coal industry so big in America, he has blood on his hands because the effect that has on the climate and on the island nations far, far away, again, out of sight, out of mind. But we've visited those places, and I'm sure you have as well. People's lives have been completely destroyed. People are dying every single month.
Oh my God, Harry, preach!
By some form of natural disaster that has been created from this huge change in our climate. So again, we have to almost physically shake these people.
I would love to see Harry just start physically shaking people. Harry, come on, do it. The climate needs your help. I wish I had the full audio, but most of it is just not available online anymore. But The Sun did get access to the full audio clip, and they reported on it. So I'm just going to read you some of the quotes that I don't have audio for that are from the Sun article. Okay, so allegedly when Prince Harry was asked about his marriage with Meghan, Harry responded saying, quote, "I can assure you marrying a prince or princess is not all it's made out to be." He also talked about Megxit, saying, quote, "And this decision certainly wasn't the easy one, but it was the right decision for our family and the right decision to be able to protect my son." And I think there's a hell of a lot of people around the world that can identify and respect us for putting our family first. But yeah, it's a tricky one, but we will start a new life, end quote. Then he got asked if he prefers normal life to royal life, and Harry allegedly responded saying, quote, "Oh no, I think it's much better." And then I guess he chuckled. When the pranksters asked Harry about Prince Andrew and his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, Harry allegedly responded saying, quote, "I have very little to say on that, but whatever he has done or hasn't done is completely separate from me and my wife. We operate in a way of inclusivity and we are focusing on community. And so we are completely separate from the majority of my family," end quote. I love that he's like, he's saying he's separate from the rest of his family, and in the same breath is kind of saying that his family isn't inclusive, isn't about community. I mean, this is all so fascinating. Harry also talked about using private jets while also advocating for climate change. He said, allegedly, quote, "Unfortunately, there is very few alternatives. We have to fly in commercial planes all over the world, nowhere near as much as most people who do it for a night or weekends. Certainly for my family, to protect my family from these people, as you can well understand, I have to put protections and safety of my family first, and these people are never ending," end quote. Anyway, this is like truly wild. This is wild that this happened, that Harry allegedly spoke to these guys for so long. I feel like, also, can I just say, I don't think I've ever heard Harry speak. Like, I know he's given speeches a bunch of times, but they're always really like fully prepped and vetted. Like, is this the first time Harry has ever spoke candidly in his life, like while being recorded? It's just, it's wild. This is a really wild prank. His team hasn't addressed the allegations, but I think it's real. Like, I think this is legit. These guys have pranked a ton of people before. They got Elton John. They even got Bernie Sanders. I think it's real. Also, it feels like these are all things Harry would say. Like, he's still kind of reserved and like buttoned up about everything he's saying, even though he is being candid. I think if this was all fake, then the stuff that Harry is saying would be a little more exaggerated. It's kind of subdued. I don't know. I think it's real. It could be fake, though. There's no way to know for sure. But I think it's legit. I think this is legit. All right. So we're all trying to be super green, eco-friendly as much as humanly possible. If you care about the environment at all, I strongly encourage you to reconsider the way you're buying your clothes, your shoes, your bags. That's why I love this sustainable fashion company called Rothy's. They make stylish, sustainable shoes and bags made for life on the go, and they're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Plus, Rothy's is a beloved brand for a reason. They have great styles, and they always come with free shipping and free returns. I love my Rothy's shoes. I have these flats. They're called The Point, and I have them in yellow because everything I wear is yellow, and they're so cute. They're extremely comfortable. I think you should get some and match me. Get the same exact shoes as me. Let's match. Plus, Rothy's launches new colors and patterns every week, and they sell out constantly. So if you want to copy me and get yellow The Point shoes, do it now. So what are you waiting for? Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/celebnews. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/celebnews. Comfort, style, and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/celebnews today. What are you waiting for?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
After being pregnant for 45 years, Jenna Dewan, the artist formerly known as Jenna Dewan Tatum, has finally given birth to her and her fiancé Steve Kazee's baby. She took to Instagram to post about her newborn, writing, quote, "And just like that, our hearts exploded into all of eternity and beyond. Heart emoji, rainbow emoji, heart emoji. Welcome to the world, you little angel. Heart emoji. Callum Michael Rebel Kazee, 3620. End quote. Okay. Callum Michael Rebel Kazee, welcome to Earth. Sorry about all the stuff. Just a heads up, this next topic is about sexual assault. So as you all know, Corey Feldman was supposed to do a live stream of his documentary that's called My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys, but then the live stream wasn't working, and he eventually ended up just privately screening the documentary for just a select amount of people in LA on Monday night. Anyway, Entertainment Weekly covered the documentary, which named the names of people who allegedly abused Corey Feldman and his late best friend, Corey Haim. Entertainment covered it saying, quote, "Among the names, Feldman alleged Haim said actor Charlie Sheen raped him while making the 1986 film Lucas," end quote. This was allegedly when Charlie Sheen was 19 and Haim was only 13 years old. Corey Feldman described the assault as told to him by his late best friend, saying, quote, "This wasn't like a one-time thing," he said in passing. "It wasn't like, oh, by the way, this happened." He went into great detail, end quote. In the Entertainment Weekly article, there is a graphic description of the assault, which I'm not going to read out loud on this podcast because it's like really, really graphic. And I don't even want to say it out loud. Like, it makes me like so sad to read it. It's really graphic. But I am putting the link to the article in the show notes, so if you are curious, please go ahead and read that. Anyway, Charlie Sheen has denied the allegations. He said in a statement to Entertainment Weekly, quote, "These sick, twisted, and outlandish allegations never occurred, period," end quote. Okay. Entertainment Weekly summed up some of the other accused abusers named in the doc, writing, quote, "In the doc, Feldman first named three men he had previously accused of sexual abuse himself: John Grisham, an actor who had small roles in License to Drive and Dream a Little Dream, co-starring Feldman and Haim; nightclub owner Alfie Hoffman; and former talent manager Marty Weiss. He also said Dominic Brascia, a former actor and one-time friend of both Corey's who died in 2018, had sexually abused Haim," end quote. Brad Pitt is not dating Alia Shawkat, but is going out in public and hanging out with Alia Shawkat a lot, I guess. The two not-daters went to a Thundercat concert at the Wiltern a few days ago and were photographed together. At first, people couldn't figure out who she was. They were like, "Who is this mystery woman?" But apparently it was just Alia, and she had just like shaved her head, so she looked slightly different than usual. Anyway, they were previously seen together at like an art event thing. They're hanging out, but apparently they're not dating. Or at least they want us to think they're not dating. Hollywood Life covered this, writing, quote, "Let's pump the brakes on those dating rumors because he's still an eligible bachelor. Apparently Brad, 56, isn't interested in dating at the moment. He doesn't feel the need to get back into the dating scene right now as his focus is elsewhere," sources tell TMZ, end quote. Okay, so they're not dating, I guess. They're just friends who go to events together. And truly, how dare they? I need Brad Pitt to start dating someone. It doesn't have to be Alia. It could be anyone. Personally, I think Alia is a fine choice. She's a cool chick. I need Brad Pitt to start dating someone. Not because I want him to be happy, but because as a culture, we need Brad Pitt to start dating someone because we desperately need something to dominate the news cycle that doesn't remind us of our impending mortality. So Brad Pitt, if you care about me at all, you'll start dating someone, okay? We all need a distraction. Just give it to us, Brad. Just give it to us, Brad. Buff Kumail Nanjiani is on the cover of Men's Health right now, and he gave them an interview about what it was like to reveal his super, super ripped buff body that he developed for his role in the upcoming Marvel movie, The Eternals. In the piece, he talks about how getting absolutely shredded and veiny and buff actually ended up giving him body dysmorphia. He said, quote, I don't want to discount people who genuinely have debilitating body issues. I don't have that. But I did start getting some body dysmorphia. I'd look in the mirror and I'd see my abs. And when I looked again, they would fade. I would just see the flaws. End quote. He then added that when he posted the pics of himself on Instagram, it did help him realize that his abs were actually there. He said, quote, when I saw that reaction was when I was like, okay, I clearly don't see what's actually there. It's something that I'm trying to be aware of and be better at because that's not a good way to be. You want to be easy on yourself, end quote. It's too bad that Kumail's going through this. Body dysmorphia really, really sucks and no one should have to go through that. But hey, for what it's worth, Kumail, you're hot as hell, okay? You're hot as hell. Kumail is hot as hell. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft. You can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home. Before I leave you, I just really quick, I want to tell you about a new show in the Ride Home Podcast Network. It's called Coronavirus Daily Briefing. Like this show, it's a daily 15-minute long summation of a news topic. This is just a news topic much more immediate and serious than even what we talk about every day. We very much hope that this is going to be a temporary show, but if you have been nervously refreshing all your feeds for more information about the coronavirus situation, this podcast is designed to keep you up to date. So search your podcast app and subscribe to Coronavirus Daily Briefing. Okay, check that out. I'm definitely going to. Anyway, that's it for today's show. Thanks to Ride Home Media. Everyone check out Coronavirus Daily Briefing. And shout out to my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison, who once again is still out of town, but he gets back tonight. So he'll be editing the show tomorrow. So shout out to Jack. Safe travels, Jack. Everybody leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts. And, you know, join the Facebook group. DM me if you ever want to chat. And I guess that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. Bye-bye.